back here this afternoon, 4:07 in the afternoon. Tell you what, kind of cold and breezy and windy kind of makes you think like it might not be too long before the holidays here. But first, we've got an election, and here sitting with me here today is G-Pop Steve Brown right here with us today, a new grandfather. How you doing there, Steve Brown?
I am doing wonderful.
Well, and how is your grandbaby?
Grandbaby is fine. Spent some time in the NICU, but is at home now, doing well. Mother's doing well. Father's doing well.
That's right. Megan, everybody knows Megan. And, gosh, I know you are just thrilled to have baby girl. Josie, right?
Josie.
Yep, Josie. So if you want to check out Steve's Facebook page, there's plenty of pages there. If you want to check out Megan Winburn's page, you'll see lots of pictures there of the new baby. And does she look just like you, Steve?
The only one that thinks that is my mother.
So she doesn't have a lot of hair.
That's right.
So maybe.
That's
okay.
Right.
All right. And if Megan's listening this afternoon, Megan, how you doing there today? Congratulations from Jeff and Ann right here. Gosh, you know, somebody was telling me the other day that I should go ahead and say that Megan is one of our two pirate girls in the commercial. Yes.
That's so correct.
That was a long time ago, but that was fun times. But we do have an election coming up in a week from today, Steve.
That's right. Next week.
Next week. And, of course, you were on the ballot, off the ballot, back on the ballot, right?
That's correct.
It's been a... What did you think of that whole process?
Well, I said this to you last time I was here with you. I just hope that it is corrected and no one else will have to undergo what many of the candidates have during this election. I think it's something that can be corrected very easily, should have been, but hopefully in the future it will be taken care of and nothing like that will ever happen again.
Sure, particularly when we want people to get involved with the process and we want people to run. That certainly was made it very difficult.
That, absolutely.
And there's some good people out there who should have been on the ballot who, for no fault of their own, in some cases, were not on the ballot.
That's exactly right.
So, but here we are. We are now down a week away. Now, you are on the ballot as the Republican and petition candidate. Is that right?
That is not correct.
Oh.
I am only on as a petition candidate.
Okay. Okay.
So if a person will vote straight ticket, Democrat or Republican, they will not vote for me. They will have to look for me as a petition candidate and vote for me.
And there are several cases of different candidates where that's going to be the
There's
issue.
Going to be a number of us that are in that position.
Sure. So one of the things you want to make, even if you do decide to vote straight party, is that you do go back through and mark petition candidates or write-in candidates, as the case may be.
That's correct. I am told that once you vote, if you vote straight party, then when you go back to review, then you will be able to see that you have not voted for the petition candidates, and at that time you can vote for them.
Okay. All right. So, but you are actually the only candidate for County Council District 5, is that right?
That is correct.
So we could presume that you probably are going to be the new County Council person for District 5.
Well, that is what I'm wanting to do, wanting to be, and I hope it works out. And still got a lot of support in District 5, and believe next week we will be successful again.
Absolutely. Now, you know, County Council has been under a lot of fire over the last 6-8 months. There have been a lot of things that have come to the in-district expense, some of the other things. And, you know, as you're looking forward to being on County Council, what do you think should be the direction? How should things work at County Council? What are you going to push for to have happen as far as County Council is concerned?
Well, I have talked a lot about in my campaign about how the county council does its business, and I think we need to work on establishing a greater credibility with the public, the people that put us in office, if I'm able to be elected. I just read yesterday in some of my readings the statement that in every decision you either gain trust or lose trust. And I think some of the decisions that have been made has deteriorated the trust that the public has in its county government. And while there are some good people in on county council and have done some good things, I think there are ways for us to improve. I would like for the government to be more open. I would like for people to have a greater opportunity to express themselves about what the council is considering before it is actually adopted or approved.
You're talking about the general public should
absolutely
have the opportunity.
Absolutely. I know in the last few months they have approved expenditures in excess of $250,000, and no one has been able to approach them, speak to them, other than one-on-one, but not in their meetings. So I would like to see that visited, and a possibility of people having an opportunity to sign up at each meeting and speak on agenda items. I think those are the kind of things that I would like to see. Naturally, we're going to have to look at our monies and make sure that we tighten our belts and spend our monies in the appropriate places. I don't think the economy is going to get any better immediately. A lot of people say it's improved some. Some say it's gotten worse. But I think the county government must look at its expenditures and balance it against the revenues. And I don't think it's no time to be raising taxes and looking for ways to add services. I think what we need to do is see how we can do them better and at less cost. So those are some of the things that I'll be looking at. As far as the in-district expenses, there's supposed to be an investigation into the in-district expense. I have encouraged them to also look at the out-of-district expense, which is their travel outside of Greenwood County, and then this tourism money, and they did vote to look at all three of those expenditures. You know, and if something's been done wrong, then I think it needs to be corrected. What that corrective action is, I think that's yet to be determined. But I think as long as the people believe that there has been something done that maybe shouldn't have, it needs to be investigated thoroughly, and whatever that investigation reveals needs to be made known to the public. And I will push for that until it's done. If for some reason it gets bogged down before January and I'm sworn in January, then I'll continue to push for that. I think that has a lot to do with our credibility with the public and also how people view Greenwood County government. So those are some of the things
that you want to push for. Okay, well, we are here with Steve Brown. If you have a question or a comment, hey, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, so don't you go away.
Friday, happy days. The weekend comes. My cycle hums. Ready to race to you.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Happy days, Tuesday.
We're right back here at Shark Passes Gallery. I am here with G-Pop Steve Brown this afternoon. That's right. So he's a new granddad, so just having a little fun here. Megan, his daughter, just had a beautiful baby girl, Josie. So, you know, we were talking about trying to really put a better face on county council. I mean, people have been incensed when they heard about the in-district expense. Do we have audits of county council? Not of county council, but of the county's business?
Maybe the best thing for me to do is speak to my past being city manager. The city's funds were always audited, and I know for a fact that the county's funds have been audited. And what has I have not reviewed any audits of the county, so I have no knowledge of what has been expressed in those audits by the auditors, whether they have noted some exceptions or not. I really don't know that, but I guess somebody that's on council could answer that, but I can't right now.
Okay. All right. But but they need to have good audits.
They do.
And something that is in depth.
Absolutely. And that's one reason why I go back to my point about being open. Most of the decisions to spend some of this in-district money and some of the tourism money and some of the out-of-district expense, they were made, I refer to it as behind closed doors. They were made it without any knowledge of the public. And I think when you do business in that manner, then it lends itself to some problems that they're experiencing. So outside of the audit, if we do things in the open, then the public knows what we're doing. The media knows what we're doing. They see what we're doing. They have an opportunity to come in and to look at an agenda and see the items that we are considering and then give us their input and say, yes, I agree with that, or no, I don't. And it's not something that you find out years later. And that was the situation here. They had been taking and receiving these monies for years, and then all of a sudden it was open and now it's causing some problems. So I think open government will cure a lot of these ills.
Absolutely. Now, you know, I know you are out at the lake. That's what the district that you are in. What are some of the, one of the things, of course, the Buzzard's Roost, the dam is going to be fixed. There is enough money that was collected off the penny sales tax. The penny sales tax was to fund the library and also fix the dam. They have been able to reduce what was owed, so there will actually should be money left over once the dam is fixed.
It's my understanding that there will be a sum of money. They are hoping that the cost of repairing or improving or replacing the fuse plug is going to be a lot less than it had than originally planned. Also, the federal government backed off of some of its earlier requirements on the dam as far as the seismic requirements. So the total cost that was anticipated when the 1 cent was placed, was implemented, has been reduced. And so everybody thinks, and the incumbent county council members have made the statement, that they believe there will be a sum of money, millions of dollars, left over after the improvements to the lake, to the dam, to the fuse plug have been made. Some of them have suggested that that money be used to retire debt. Personally, I have taken the position that if their money's left over, I would like to see them placed in a fund, draw interest on that fund, and be used to make future improvements at Lake Greenwood. That's my position. I feel like that's the best thing for those funds. That's why the people voted for those monies, is to ensure that lake remains a very viable resource for the people of Greenwood County and surrounding counties. So,
well, we could take all the residents in the county and divide it up and send them all a check. Now, wouldn't that be a great idea?
Possibly.
Possibly. I can see that's not going to get your vote here today.
Well, maybe before paying off that debt. You know, I struggle with the debt situation because I don't know of anything. If they paid the debt off this week, there would be nothing to prevent them from issuing new debt later on. And my position is that it remains in place to be used by the lake. And there's other issues on the lake that they haven't even addressed. You have sediment problems in the upper end of the lake where the lake is being filled in with the silt and the erosion is causing problems, and I'm sure there's going to be other problems, and there's a possibility that some of these issues could be addressed with those funds. And to come back later on and try to generate generate revenue to improve the lake at a later time, to me, I just think if the money is there, then leave it there and let it be used for its original purpose, which was the lake.
Absolutely. Now, are there any other lake issues that are pending, the quality of the water? Or, you know, wasn't there an issue about how they were, what is it called when you divide up property?
Well, there's some issues out there with where Lake Green. I mean, the county of Greenwood has taken the position that they own some property around the lake that people for years have thought they owned, and they are taking measures. Almost every council meeting, there are items on the agenda where they are adopting boundary line agreements where they're trying to work some of these issues out. There's been some discussion about in the past where the county required people to pay for those lands. I think one of the greatest issues on the lake is we don't have any agency or body marketing the lake, and I think we're losing a lot by not really promoting the lake. There's some talk about enhancing the entrance to Greenwood County out on the lake, and really using that in a greater way than it is right now. A lot of it's just talk. I don't think there's any concrete plans, but there's a lot of people that's very interested in marketing the lake and trying to attract people here. We have a lot of residential developments out there that are not full. You know, the lots are still for sale, and I think that's a great asset, a great resource for Greenwood County. And there's a lot of talk about the water being unclean and not fit to swim in, but when you talk to people who have much more expertise than I do, they tell me it's one of the cleanest lakes in the state of South Carolina. So I would like to see us do a better job of putting information out and letting people know exactly what the lake is all about its the quality of the water, and marketing that lake to people outside of Greenwood County and seeing if we can't make a greater awareness of really what Lake Greenwood is all about.
Absolutely. Well, I do believe it was Kelly McWhorter who you put on doing the tourism and setting all that up. You felt that was important when you were city manager.
Well, that's right. To be honest with you, I don't know if Kelly, I think she tries to promote all of Greenwood County, and naturally the lake is part of that. I would like to see the lake management staff get a little bit more involved in maybe producing some articles and some newsletters and things like that that can be put in printed form and given to the media to really give some good facts about what the lake is, about the water level. The Greenwood County Council has done a yeoman's job on keeping the level of the lake up. I mean, that's a good thing, a very good thing. So we need to market the lake. You can look at what's happening to the north of us at Hartwell and see how low those lakes are and some of the problems that they're experiencing. And we don't have that here in Greenwood. And if we don't tell people about it, then who is? So I think there's a lot that can be done. And there's some regulations out there that need to be looked at. And if there are regulations that we need to keep in place, and we need to enforce these regulations, then maybe we need to do it with a little bit better customer-friendly service and not be so demanding of some of the property owners. And there's a lot of complaints about some of the ways that these regulations have been enforced. So don't want to make any changes just for the sake of change, but when we see things that need to be done that will enhance what we already have in place, then I'm in favor of that. And the lake's a great resource, great asset, and we need to use it to its fullest capability.
And promote it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, you know, I think the other thing that we have in our area, we have so much golf.
When
you consider the golf and the lake, and then not that you probably know anything about this, but the hunting in this area.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So there are a lot of good issues to promote, and you're right. If you don't toot your own horn, guess what? Nobody else will. That's right. So we're going to be here with Steve Brown. He is candidate, the presumptive winner of County Council District 5. We're going to hear South Carolina news and a word from our sponsors. So I certainly hope you're going to stay right with us. You know, I think I got time just to tell you real quick what the weather is out there. I can tell you this, it's cold and it's windy out there. So what do we got for weather right now? Let's take a check, take a quick check. Right now, it is 54 degrees, mostly cloudy and windy. What are we looking for? Tonight, cloudy and windy. After midnight, a low of 37 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, high of 62. And tomorrow night, a low of 34. Hey, it's time for South Carolina News. I'm Ann Eller. We'll be right back.
This is Philip Biffle, your Greenwood Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Do you have a recovery plan for your investments? If not, there are several reasons we think you should. While interest rates are very low, certain income strategies and investments could help increase your investment income. Also, many investment portfolios are out of balance at a time when proper investment diversification may be most critical. You also may want to review your portfolio to consider replacing lower quality investments with higher quality investments that may be at attractive prices. No one can control what the market will do next. You can, however, take advantage of investment opportunities that exist today. At the same time, it is important to be well positioned for whatever the market does tomorrow. Please call me, Philip Biffle, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Please call me, Philip Biffle, at 229-0444, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day. Rock and roll.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, talking with Steve Brown here. Of course, he is going to be on county council. Now, when do you actually get sworn in? Is that first part of January?
January, first part, somewhere around January 1, however that fits with someone's schedule.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we've got so many elections going on, Steve. What do you think? Do you think we're going to see any changes, like in the federal government, or what is your feeling here?
I don't know if we'll see any changes, but I think the people are certainly primed for some changes. I think if you talk to people just on the campaigns that we have here in Greenwood, people are wanting to see some changes. People are wanting to see their elected official do their job and do it well and do their homework, be open with what they're doing, try to pull this economy up, try to get better jobs here in Greenwood, and I think it affects all of us, whether we're at the county level, the city level, the state, or the federal government. But there's so much chaos out there and so much distrust, and a lot of people have just kind of checked out and say, I don't care any longer because they've never done it right, and I don't think they ever will. And those of us who have offered ourselves for elected position, we've got to do our job well. And hopefully if we don't, then they will get rid of us and get someone in here who will. And I intend to do everything I can. I can't do it all, but I can do something. And I want to do it the right way. And that's what I pledge to the people that I have talked to, and hopefully the people that will turn out next week and give me their vote. I will do the best. I will give them my best.
Absolutely. Well, you certainly come from a long line of experience, Steve. I mean, city manager here in Greenwood for how long? How many years?
24 and a half years.
24 and a half years. That's a lot of city government experience.
Worked in Lawrence before that. Worked in small towns as a roving city administrator. Worked in planning departments. I do have a lot of experience. I don't claim to know it all, but I do know some things. And I want to give back to Greenwood. Greenwood's been good to me, and I want to do the best that I can. I promise the people that I will research the items that come before us for consideration. I'll do my homework. I'll listen to the people. I'll be open to their suggestions, and I will do it to the best of my ability. I will give them my best, and I think that's what they're wanting.
Absolutely. Now, what kind of shape is the county in as far as monies and, you know, having monies on hand and being solvent and all this good stuff? How is the county?
Well, I don't really know. You know, I've looked at their present budget, and I know their present budget is fairly lean, and it doesn't suggest that they're hoard monies are building up a big surplus. I know that they have a number of accounts where they have funds which are designated for a specific purpose. I know any government in this day and time has to be tight. I think government should look at what fund the services that are necessary, and for those other services that people are just nice to have, then I think they need to seek other sources of revenue to fund them. I think Greenwood County is going to have to tighten its belt. I don't think the people can stand much more tax increases. A lot of governments now are putting in a lot of fees, and people need to realize that senior
tax.
senior there are a tax on senior citizens who do get some help with the homestead exemption on the tax side. They do not get any help on the fee side. They pay 100% of the fees. So if you levy a $50 fee, they pay that $50. They pay 100%. And regardless of what your income is, you pay the $50 fee. And but if you, on the tax side, they do get some benefit from the homestead exemption on their home. So I think it's incumbent upon all governments to start looking at how we can do our job better. And some of these things that are just nice to have, maybe we need to delay them until there is other revenue and concentrate on those things. I mean, we've got landfills, we've got sanitation services, we have law enforcement, we have courts and things of that nature that we must fund. Parks and recreation is a big item, and I think we ought to have it and we ought to do it well. And we ought to look at how we can provide those services and provide the best quality services at the least cost. And if we are overstaffed in some areas, then maybe we need to look at that. If we're understaffed in some areas, we need to look at that. But just to go in and rubber stamp and say, yes, that's the way we've done it all of these years, and we're going to continue to do it that way, I don't buy that, and I don't intend to be that kind of county council person. I will ask a lot of questions, and I expect us to do our job well, and hopefully we can have other council members who will look at it the same way. I think Greenwood's done a lot of wonderful things, and we just need to continue to get better, to improve, continuous improvement.
Now, what do you think about the Civic Center? You know, the Civic Center's been closed, what, for 2 years maybe now? Do you have any thoughts on that, Steve? I think it's a travesty that we've closed it down, but what do you think?
I'm real disappointed in that decision. I think it has been neglected for a number of years, and I think there's some blame there. I think people who were in the position to do something to maintain that building, and you have a multi-million-dollar building sitting there, and it's just deteriorating. And it's my understanding that they have had some people to approach them and possibly desire to purchase it and to use it for other
events.
Services or events or whatever. And that hasn't been done. So I think council has been neglect. I haven't discussed this with any of the sitting council members, but I know it's just sitting there. They did have some staff in there up until about 2 years ago, and then they moved them out and moved them into other areas. So, you know, there needs to be a decision. Either we're going to keep it and we're going to maintain it, or we're going to sell it or whatever. But just to sit there and let it deteriorate and just become an eyesore, and I don't think that's what people expect out of us. And
well, it's a shame, because it was a good venue for the size of area that we are. The other thing I like about the Civic Center is where it's located. You know,
absolutely.
It gives us another option of places to be and things to do.
I think there's a mentality, and I've confronted this when I was working for the city and other governments, where when buildings get older, we just seem to want to turn our backs on them and neglect them, and then they get in such a state of disrepair, then the ultimate is just to demolish them and then go out and spend a bunch of money to build another one.
Right.
The municipal building that I worked in for all my years at Greenwood was built back in the 60s and some improvements in the 70s, and it's still a very good building, and they're operating out of it today. I know people need to build new schools and build new dormitories. I'm not against those kind of things. But I think to let a building just sit there and deteriorate right in front of the public and not do anything, make a decision.
Exactly.
If you don't think it's something that the county should have, and you think that's what the people want, then make a decision and sell the building or demolish the building or do whatever. But just to sit there and neglect it, I don't think so.
I agree with you. Hey, I'm here with Steve Brown. If you want to give us a call or have a question or a comment, how about give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days.
Saturday, 4:48 in the afternoon, coming up on the top of the hour here with future County Council District Number 5 member Steve Brown this afternoon. Of course, he was a city manager. Many of you may remember Steve as city manager for many years, and 24 and a half, I think. So why have you decided to jump back in? I know you say Greenwood's been good to you and everything else, but aren't you enjoying life the way it was before the election?
I really do enjoy retirement, and it was not a decision that was quickly made or made without giving a lot of thought to. But I really and truly believe that I can do some good. If I didn't, I would not be here. I'm not trying to be the savior of everyone and think that I can do better than anyone else. But I know who I am, and I know what my goals are. And my goals are to make things better, not to harm, hurt, or make things less than what they should be. So I have a huge desire, and there were a lot of people who came to me and encouraged me to run. I sit down and talk with my wife about it. I talk with my family. They were behind me, and you know, if I serve one term and I can do good for Greenwood County, then. That's what I want to do. So I'm 65 years old. I think I've got some time. I certainly have some experience, and I want to use it to enhance Greenwood County, nothing more, nothing less.
Absolutely. And, you know, just for the record, have you happened to have met the new county manager who will be coming on board?
I have not talked with him since he was hired by Greenwood County. I don't even know if he's been back in town or what. I've not had a chance to talk to him.
Okay.
Well, I have not called him, and he has not called me.
Okay. All right. So we'll have a new county manager. Of course, Bob Fisher should be the new person for what was that? What district is that? Bob Fisher is going to be taking over County Council District Number 7. You'll be new on that, and I guess about the only other race where there's any challenge, shall we say, is Chuck Moakes and Mike Rakes.
That's correct.
So we'll have to wait and see how that race turns
Absolutely.
Out here.
Absolutely.
Yes. So, but could bring some changes to county council. What do you think? Are these going to be changes that, is that going to shake everything up?
Well, I think for some people it will shake things up. I mean, I don't think you can run for a position like this. I mean, the incumbent who is in County Council seat 5 chose to run for re-election. I chose to challenge them, and the reason I challenged them was not because I thought Patrick was a bad person, but I disagreed with some of the decisions that had been made by County Council as a whole. And I think the only way that you can change the way County Council does business is change its members. And I had the opportunity to challenge one of its members. Bob Fisher challenged one of its members. Mr. Rakes is challenging one of its members. And I think that if we are successful next week and we are elected as we're hoping, then there's going to be some changes on council because we have – made it known that we think differently than some of them that's on council, and we want some things done differently. We want more open government. We want some of the staff to do their job better. We think that there's some staff members who are comfortable in their jobs, and maybe they need to either change and improve the way they do their jobs, or maybe they need to be replaced. And we think that some of the past managers have delegated some responsibilities to some staff persons that maybe should have been the responsibility of the manager, and council should have given some oversight to some of these duties. And so there are going to be some changes. I don't think we are going in with the idea that we're going to be status quo. I think we absolutely, with what I have spoken with Mr. Fisher and with some of the existing council members, we believe that there will be some changes. And they're not changes just for the sake of change. They're changes that we believe will make our government better. And while we may not be able to make all of the changes we feel necessary, I think there will be some, and it will be dependent on the other council members, the incumbent council members, whether they agree with us. And but at least we will make our points known, and I'm sure there's going to be some very lively discussion in the coming months.
So county council is where to be sitting in. That's what you're saying. Come down to county council and watch what's going to be happening. You know, people do need to get back to being involved in their city government and in their county government.
Well, they do, and it, sometimes it's some small things. Since I offered myself for this position, I have attended most council meetings, not every council meetings, but even when you go to the meeting in the library, a lot of times council members are taking care of things and questioning and making comments, and you can't even hear in the middle of the room. And I mean, we need to speak up. We need to speak loud. We need to let the public know what we're being, you know. And sometimes you can sit in the meetings and they can vote on things, and they can make comments between each other, and you never know what's going on. So, I mean, it's the small things. And when people come and they can't hear and they're not allowed to speak, and even when the council members speak, sometimes you can't hear them, then why will they come back? So we want to engage the public. We want to let them know that we want them there, and we just don't want them there so that we can say we have numbers. We want them there because we value their input. And I know a lot of people will say that's hokey, and they'll say that that's just political talk, but I don't think we're any better than the information we get, and we're certainly going to rely on the staff to give us good information. But we also need good information from the public who will come in and give us their ideas and their thoughts. There's a lot of people out there that have expertise and have information that none of us that possibly will be sitting on council has. So why shouldn't we ask them to come in and give us their opinion?
That's all about saving taxpayer dollars.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
So if we're going to save money, we need input from all sources. You know, one of the things I wanted to ask you, Steve, do you think that county government is too big? Do you think some things can be pared down or pared back? You know, we talk a lot about this in all the governments.
Well, I can't say yes and I can't say no, but I'm willing to look at every aspect of county government and see if there are some areas that is too big, and there may be some areas that needs to be strengthened a little bit. So I think the problem is when we're unwilling to look. When we're unwilling to evaluate, when we're unwilling to ask the tough questions, and when you've got staff members that continuously come to county council and say, let's hire this consultant, let's hire this person, and let's hire this person because the staff is overloaded, then my next question is, explain to me how you're overloaded, how your duties are so great that you can't do some of these things. And you know, before we start adding consultants and before we start adding additional employees and before we have two or three people sitting around that's doing one person's job, we need to ask those questions. And if we can't ask those questions, maybe we don't need to be there. And I think you and your business here, you have to ask those questions, and we have to ask them in government. And if we are too big in some areas, then we need to get smaller. If we're too small and maybe we don't have sufficient staff, maybe we need to add some there. So I'm willing to look, I'm willing to ask, and I'm willing to take actions where it's necessary. And I know their jobs, and I know people don't like to lose their jobs, but that's the only way you're going to have a lean and a trim government, is to be able to be willing to say, let's look at this.
Absolutely. Now, what about the airport? Any comment about the airport? I mean, you know, it's they've looked at lengthening the runway out there. There's talk about doing some stuff out there. What do you think? And yet, when I have guests on that are here about the airport, people go, we have an airport?
Well, in the last year and a half, I've heard some good things about the airport. I think the people who use the airport, who have airplanes and fly to the airport, and people who are very involved in the airport more than I am, tell me that Rossi Corwin, who is now the assigned engineer at the airport, is doing a wonderful job. I think she has been able to speed up some activities out there. So they speak very well of that. To be honest with you, I have not had the opportunity to sit down with Rossi. I'm hopeful that if next week we are successful, then at the appropriate time, I will be able to sit down and let her give me a good schooling on what's happening at the airport and maybe what the needs are. But I do talk to a lot of people who's involved, and I hear more positive things lately than I have heard in the past.
Well, I think the airport is another one of those positive things to have in this community. But I also think it's kind of scary every time I have somebody on and we're talking about something going on at the airport that we get calls and people go, where's the airport?
Yeah. Well, maybe that's part of that marketing that we were talking about. A lot of people do the same thing, you know, and if we don't tell who we are and what we're about and what services we provide and put out the information, then I who can we blame beside ourselves? So maybe we need to do a better job of marketing. Exactly. I mean, we're not a Greenville Spartanburg, but I think the airport for Greenwood County is a wonderful asset, and we need to let people know exactly what's there.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Steve, we are almost out of time. Is there anything you'd like to say to our voters? I mean, you know, one thing, I know you want everybody to get out and vote on Tuesday, but what else would you like to say?
Well, I do want people to get out and vote. I do not take it that I have been elected yet. I know that next week I have to receive your vote. I'm on there as a petition candidate, which means that I would appreciate if you would look for me and check my name and vote for me next week. I will work hard for you. I will do my homework. I will study the issues, and I will be open to you, and I will be willing to meet and to solicit all of the information and input that I possibly can. You won't have to worry about me taking any monies for my personal benefit. I'm not a very wealthy person, but I'm not running for the salary. I'm not running for the health insurance. I'm not running to travel to distant places. I want to serve you, and I want to do a good job. And I'll give you the best that I have. And I think if we, between those of us who will be serving on council, the staff and the public, if we will all work together for the betterment of Greenwood County, then a lot of good things can be accomplished. And that's my goal, and that's what I'm all about. And it's pure and simple. Just to do what is necessary to make Greenwood County better.
Absolutely. That is Steve Brown. Steve Brown, you have been on WCRS this afternoon. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you for allowing me to be here.
All right. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.